所以我就是只好照着主的意思，一同和神的儿女们在以弗所书里头去寻求明白主更宽广的旨意。
Therefore, I said, I can only do what the Lord wills, that together with his children, we will look to, for the broader meaning in the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书非常非常丰富的一卷书。
The book of Ephesians is a very rich book.
在我们这几次的交通的里边，是根本没有条件，也不可能把它交通的很明很透彻。
It is impossible in a few gatherings to thoroughly study the book of Ephesians.
但是很明确的把它的重点点出来呢，那大概还有可能。
But it is possible to point out the important messages in the book.
那因此我就靠着主的怜悯和弟兄姊妹们看以弗所书里头的几个重点。
Therefore, by the mercy of God, I will look for the few main points in the book of Ephesians.
虽然是几个重点，
even though it is a few focal points,
但却是以弗所书整个有连贯性的那些信息。
But these messages is what connects the entire book.
我想弟兄姊妹们都晓得以弗所书是圣灵借着保罗写出来的一封书信。
I think brothers and sisters all know that the book of Ephesians is a book that Paul wrote through the Holy Spirit.
在以弗所书一开头，保罗介绍他自己的几句话，我们实在需要对他有一点的留意。
We must pay attention to the few verses at the beginning of the book when Paul introduces himself.
因为保罗这样的介绍他自己，在他所写的书信里头并不多见。
Because such introduction is very rare in Paul's books.
不是说绝无仅有，但是确实不是顶多。
It is not to say that it is non-existent, but it is rare.
我们稍微来先留意一下保罗怎么介绍他自己。
So let us first pay attention to how Paul introduced himself.
因为他这个介绍他自己的内容和以弗所书有很密切的关系。
Because this self-introduction has great relationship to the message from the book of Ephesians.
头一件事情，弟兄姊妹们，你看到他说是奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。
At first, it says Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God.
弟兄姊妹们，你看这一句话的里边就有几个点是我们要留心的了。
When you read this verse, there are several points we must pay attention to.
因为这几句话就把以弗所书里头的那一个内容已点出来了。
Because these few words point out the message for the book of Ephesians.
那我们留意到一开始保罗说他做使徒是奉神的旨意来做的。
We see at first Paul says that he is an apostle by the will of God.
或者说是在神的旨意里边来做的。
Or in another words, it is to say it is within the will of God.
也可以说是照着神的旨意来做的。
Or you can say it is according to the will of God.
那现在我们马上就要问一个问题了。
Then immediately we have to ask.
什么是神的旨意？
What is the will of God?
那平常我们把神的旨意看得很平常。
Normally, we think the will of God is very ordinary.
我们就觉得这个事情是不是神的旨意。
And then we think, is this really God's will?
那个事情是不是神的旨意？
Is that God's will?
好像神对我们这些人有许许多多的旨意。
It is as if God has many wills towards us.
但是当我们细细的去留意主的话的时候，
But when we carefully pay attention to God's words,
神的话让我们看见，说到神的旨意的时候，他总是给我们看到一个事实。
And then we will see that whenever he talks about the will of God, he will show us a fact.
神的旨意是单数的。
The will of God is singular.
就是说神只有一个旨意。
That is to say God only has one will.
那究竟什么是神的旨意呢？
So what is God's will?
如果神是只有一个旨意，那这个旨意就是非常的不简单的。
If God only has one will, then that will is extraordinary.
但平常我们观念里面就是看到神的旨意是很零零碎碎的。
But in our lives, we see God's will as broken pieces.
比方说，那我明天要不要上街呢？我们说，我们先问问神的旨意。
So we think, tomorrow, should I go walk on the street and let me ask for God's will?
好像神的旨意就是那么零零碎碎的。
It is as if the will of God is so broken.
但神的话给我们看得很清楚。
But the word of God is very clear.
我们可以这样说，神的旨意在我们身上显明他的带领的时候，有些时候会给我们觉得神管这个事，神也管那个事。
We can say that when God's will is manifested on us, we feel that God is controlling that and he is also controlling this.
在我们的经历里边，的确是有这样的光景。
This is a true state in our experience.
所以我们就常常就把神的旨意弄得零零碎碎的，去认识它。
Therefore, we only see God's will as pieces.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
我们有我们自己的一个体会。
We have our own feelings.
但是神却要把我们的体会要带回神自己的心思里。
But God will take our feelings and bring it back to His own thoughts.
让我们看见，就是在我们经历上的许多神的旨意，总合起来是乃是为了神那一个旨意。
He will show us that the summation of all of our little the pieces of God's wills in our life all sums up to His one will.
所以到头来，神给我们看见，神只有一个旨意。
So ultimately, he shows us that he only has one
那这个旨意是什么呢?
So what is that will?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
以弗所书就给我们说得很清楚。
The epistle, the book of Ephesians tells us very clearly.
当我们读进以弗所书的时候。
When we read Ephesians.
我们就很清楚地看到神的旨意是什么。
Then we clearly see what is God's will.
我们简单地先来这样提说一下。
Let us simply put it this way.
我们在交通下去的时候才进到那些重点里边去。
And then as we continue to have fellowship, we will get into the main points.
简单的一句话来说。
In a simple statement.
神的旨意就是神永远的计划。
God's will is God's eternal plan.
在神那里他有一个永远的计划。
In God, God has an eternal plan.
他所有的动作都是围绕着这样这一个永远的计划。
All of his actions revolve around that plan.
那正因为这样，在我们的领会上面，神就有许许多多的旨意。
And it is because of that that in our interpretation, God has many wills.
但是神要借助这许许多多我们所领会的那些旨意归总起来，乃是为了成就神那一个永远的计划。
But in God will take all of our interpretations of His will and sum it all up to His plan.
所有神的工作都是根据这一个永远的计划。
All of God's work revolve around this plan.
神所做的一切也都是为了成全或者说完成这一个他永远的计划。
And all of the work of God, it is to fulfill or to complete this plan.
保罗说他就是为了这一个神永远的计划而被召来做使徒的。
And Paul says it is because of this will of God that he has been called to be an apostle.
那什么叫做使徒呢?
So what is an apostle?
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
当你看到了神的永远的计划的时候。
When you see the eternal plan of God.
我们就能看到什么叫做使徒了。
Then we can see what is an apostle.
使徒乃是一个被差遣的人。
Apostle is someone who is being sent out.
谁差遣呢?
Who is sending him?
神差遣。
God is sending him.
为着什么目的来差遣呢？
For what purpose was he sent?
就是为着神永远的旨意。
And it is for God's eternal will.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那保罗这样介绍他自己。
Paul introduced himself in this way.
他是给神差遣去做主所要做的事。
He has been sent by God to do things that God wants him to do.
那主所要做的事就是他永远的旨意。
And what the Lord wants to do is his eternal will.
弟兄姊妹，你不要说，王弟说你怎么翻来覆去就讲神的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, don't say that, Brother Wong, how come you are just repeating God's will?
那究竟神的旨意是什么呢？
Then, but what is God's will?
如果我们不知道什么是神的旨意，
If we do not know what is the will of God,
你再讲神的旨意，那还是空讲。
And then, the more, even if you talk about the will of God, it is empty.
但是弟兄姊妹，你留意。
But brothers and sisters,
以弗所书里边翻来覆去讲神的旨意。
The book of Ephesians repeatedly talks about the
will of God. 如果你留意的话，
If you pay attention,
在第一章的里头。
In chapter 1,
就已经接连三次提到神的旨意。
It had already mentioned three times.
也说出这神的旨意的三方面。
And it also talks about the three aspects of God's will.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意第五节。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to verse 5.
你留意第九节。
Pay attention to verse 9.
你留意第十一节。
Pay attention to verse 11.
在这三节的经文的里头。
In these three verses.
都在那里提到神的旨意。
It all talks about the will of God.
那么究竟神的旨意是什么呢？
So ultimately, what is the will of God?
这三个地方提到神的旨意的时候。
And these three places, when
也同时指出一个事实。
It also points out one fact.
神一切的工作都是照着他的旨意。
All of God's work revolves around his will.
那究竟那神的旨意是什么呢？
So what is God's will?
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我们来看看神的旨意的几方面。
Let's look at the several aspects.
因为我们先确定了这几方面。
Because once we confirm these few aspects,
我们读进以弗所书的时候，我们就读到神说话的那一个心意了。
Then as we read Ephesians, then we will be able to read into God's will.
那我们先来留意一点。
Let's first pay attention to one point.
神是照着他的旨意来做工的神。
Our God is a God who does work according to his will.
那是说出一个什么事实来呢？
What kind of fact is this speaking to?
我们感谢主。
We thank our God.
这里就给我们给带到一个很明确的地步。
This brings us to a very clear place.
指出了神是万有的源头。
It points out that God is the beginning of all things.
因为神所做的一切事情都是根据他。
Because all things God does is according to himself.
那他是谁呢？
Then who is he?
他就是一切的开始。
He is the beginning of all things.
也就是他就是万有的源头。
He is the originator of all.
所有的事物在那里出现都是根据他。
All things appear because of him.
宇宙里头的每一点每一滴的表达都是根据他。
Every bit and bits and pieces of the universe is according to him.
根据他而存在。
It exists because of him.
也根据他而发出功用。
And it is because of him that they are functioning.
弟兄姊妹，这一个点，我们平常是不会留意到有那么厉害的这个内容的。
Brothers and sisters, normally we do not pay attention that this is so important.
不过，我们若是稍微留意一下我们整个生活的环境。
If we pay a little bit of attention to the environment that we live in,
我们就接触到很多的事情。
Then we touch upon many things.
有些事情是我们能领会过来的。
Some things we can understand.
有些事情是我们没有办法领会过来的。
Some things we cannot understand.
我们说这事情怎么发生的呢？
We say, how did this happen?
为什么会有这个事情呢？
Why did this happen?
那就是在围绕着我们生活里头这个小范围，我们常常碰到这样的光景。
And even in the little circle that we live in, we often encounter these things.
但若是我们把我们这个感觉扩大了，
If we enlarge this experience,
那扩大到了一个地步，
Enlarge to a point.
我为了时间的关系，我一下就把它扩到好大好大的那个地的光景。
And because of time, I will enlarge this to a very, very large point.
扩大到什么地光景呢？
To a point of what?
整个的宇宙。
To the entire universe,
我们现在所能认识的宇宙
to the universe that we today know,
有那么大的一个范围
this large space,
就是你说 这许许多多的事物怎么会在哪里的呢？
Brothers and sisters, you say all these things, how come they're there?
这许许多多的事物这为什么会有那样的规律维持着他们的那一个 活动的呢？
You say all of these things, how can their activities be
他的活动的。
Oh, all of these activities, what is the order that is maintaining these activities?
我们住在城市里头的人是没有这个机会的。
For those of us who live in city, we don't have this opportunity.
要是我们在乡村里面长大的，我们就不管你是在中国还是在美国。
If you grew up in a rural village, whether it's in China or in the U.S.
如果我们是在乡村里边长大的
，If we grew up in a rural village,
我们有很多机会在晚上看见天上的星星。
Though you will have many opportunities to see stars in the sky.
有时是密密麻麻的
，Sometimes there are many.
有时好像没有那么密麻。
And other times it seems that
they're not. 但是不管怎样，你就晓得天上很多的星星。
But regardless, you know there are many stars in
the sky. 我们慢慢长大了，受一点教育了。
And as we grow up, we become educated.
多多少少有一点天文的知识。
We become a bit more familiar with astronomy.
因为就发觉这个宇宙里头的事物太奇妙了。
And then you think how amazing are the things in this universe.
它奇妙到一个地步，从前许多人在那里瞎猜。
It is amazing to a point that many people in the past would just guess at these things.
可能是这样，也可能是那样。
It is possibly this way or possibly that way.
但是到了近代，有了那些很高那个效率的那些天文望远镜。
And to this day, we have these highly calibrated telescopes.
甚至人能发射一些的那个火箭啊，来发射一个太空船，是到了别的星球。
And to a point that today we can send spacecraft to other planets.
取得了不少的那一个新的资料。
We collected many new information.
所有的资料都几乎把我们人从前那个瞎猜全都抹掉了。
And this new information completely refutes the guessing from the past generation.
这就是很奇妙的那个事情。
This is such an amazing thing.
怎么会是这样的呢？
How can this be?
前年还是去年，不是说到一个小彗星要撞到地球上来吗？
A few years ago, it talks about how a hermit was going to hit the earth. Comet was going to hit the earth.
那么敏感的人就在那里有许多的提心吊胆啊。
And some people who are more sensitive was very afraid.
因为这个一撞地球就完了。
Because if it hits the earth, then that's the end of it.
虽然不会把地球撞碎。
Even though it won't, the impact will not break the earth to pieces.
但是却会引起地球发生许多的变化。
But it will cause the earth to go through many changes.
甚至可以使地球不再适于人的生存了。
To a point that the earth may no longer be inhabitable.
那这些事情如果真的发生的话，
If these things truly happen,
那没有一个人能想象那个结果是如何。
No one can imagine the consequence.
但是他从地球边上插过去，就没有撞到地球。
But it just bypassed the earth without hitting it.
那是为什么会那么巧呢?
You say, how can this be such a big coincidence?
只要我们稍微有一点的留意到我们整个的环境。
Brothers and sisters, if we just pay a little bit of attention to our environment,
从小的到大的,
from small to big,
你发觉有许多事故是我们没办法思议的。
You will know that there are many things that we cannot even imagine.
但是你说怎么会是这样呢?
But you say, how can this be?
我们不管是多大的思想家，你都没有办法找到这个答案。
No matter what kind of great philosopher you are, you cannot find the
answer. 但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
他自己向我们说出来。
He himself tells us.
一切事情都是根据他。
All things are according to him.
因为这是照着神的旨意而活动的。
Because they behave according to God's will.
因为他是万有的源头。
Because he is the originator of
all things. 他不单是这整个万有的起源。
Not only is he the originator of all things.
也是管理着万有的运行的。
And he also controls, governs over the activity of all things.
而不但是管理着维持着这个万有的运行。
Not only does he govern and maintain the movements of all these things.
同时也是这个万有的归向。
And, but he is also the belonging of all these things.
The target.
The target of all these things.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到这样的一件事吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you pay attention to
him? 一切事情从他开始。
All things begin with him.
经过了一段时期的那个运行。
And it goes through a period of movement.
末了又回到他那里去。
And then at the end, it returns to him.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是神永远的计划。
Brothers and sisters, this is the eternal will of God.
当然我们不能再详细的说进去。
Of course, we cannot go into more.
我们没有这么许多的时间。
We do not have this much time.
但是你看到一个事实是很重要的。
But you see a very important fact.
万有从它开始。
All things begin with.
万有根据它来运行。
All things move according to.
万有到没有末了的时候都回到它那里去。
And all things at the end will return to him.
这个是神永远的计划。
This is the eternal plan of God.
我们是在感谢我们的神。
We truly thank our God.
但是光是认识神是谁 还不能解决以弗所书的问题。
But only to know who is God does not solve the problem.
所以以弗所书继续的向我们说话。
Therefore, Ephesians continue to talk
about. 那说出什么事情来呢?
And then what does it speak about?
那就是神旨意的目的是什么?
And then it talks about the purpose of God's will.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our God.
神做一个事情。
Whatever God does,
万有是根据他,
all things are according to him,
也依靠他,
and they rely on him,
到末了要归于他,
and then at the end will return to him.
那神为什么要做这个事情呢?
Why does God want to do this?
我们感谢神,
we thank our God.
他自己的话告诉我们,
his own words tell us,
我们不需要胡乱的去猜想。
We don't need to aimlessly guess.
他自己告诉我们。
He himself told us.
那我们就很清楚了。
And then we're very clear.
过去不少人，他们不注意神说什么话。
In the past, many people don't pay attention to what God
says. 他们就是喜欢在那里猜。
They like to guess.
但是猜来猜去，猜不到神的意思。
But no matter how they guess, they cannot guess to the will of God.
但神却把他自己的意思毫无保留地向我们解开。
But God himself tells us what is his will without holding anything back.
那神的旨意的目的究竟是什么呢?
So what is the purpose of the will of God?
简单的来说,
simply put,
就是彰显他的自己。
It is to manifest himself.
就是要显明他的自己。
It is to manifest, clearly manifest himself.
要让人让整个有智慧的认识他是谁。
To let all those who have wisdom to know who he is.
那是弟兄姊妹，你可以从第五节、第十二节、第十四节里边，你看到这个结论。
You can arrive at this conclusion through verse 5, 12, and 14.
我不暂时不详细去解释解说那几节的经文。
At this point, I will not go into these verses. 但
弟兄姊妹，你记住这几节的经文。
But brothers and sisters, remember.
你回去看看，你就看出来了。
If you go home and read these, you will understand.
神旨意的那个目的乃是要显明他的自己。
The purpose of God's will is to manifest himself.
而弟兄姊妹们，这个是一个非常非常荣耀的事实。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very, very glorious fact.
啊，我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
当神在那里说出他为要彰显他自己的时候，
When God speaks there himself about how he wants
to manifest, 他就引出了属灵上的历史的一大段。
And then he brings forth a great phase in the history,
a spiritual
history.
并不等于是包括整个的属灵的历史。
It does not include the entire spiritual.
但是它是最重要的那一段属灵的历史，我们的主就说出来了。
But the most important part of the spiritual history, our Lord speaks himself.
因为神要在他手中所做出的那些万物的里边，把我们现在所感觉的毫无受约束的那个光景带回有规律有主体的里头。
God through all the things that he has created will bring us back from our current state of not being restrained by anything to the original state.
那弟兄姊妹们，虽然我不活在东岸，我不生活在东岸。
Brothers and sisters, I do not live on the East Coast.
但是我听弟兄姊妹们说话的时候，我就听出一些东西来了。
But as I listen to brothers and sisters, I can hear things.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹这一阵子下雨有没有把你们吓得头昏眼花。
I don't know whether or not the past few days of rains has rained so hard that it confused you.
这连的整个礼拜也许还要长一点呢，不住的下雨。
And then this entire week, and perhaps it will continue into the next week, it will still rain.
并且下的也不是是微风细雨。
And it is not just a drizzle.
第一次倾盆大雨。
And then it is the first time when it just downed.
前一阵子是需要有雨的时候，它又不下雨。
And then a while ago, when we needed rain, it did not rain.
现在一下就下到你，好像在昏头昏脑的。
And then now, when it rains, it just downpours onto you.
下到一个地步，许多要按照平常的季节来看红叶子的人都失望的回去。
It rains to a point that those people who come to see foliage were very disappointed.
弟兄姊妹，你这个对我们来说，你说就是这样咯。
Brothers and sisters, you may say that this is just the way it is.
我们以为这是小事。
We think these are small things.
但是当你细细去想的时候，
But when you think about it carefully,
你就看到了这一个自然的规律有了一些的不正常。
But you will see that this normal occurrence has some irregularities.
你再往前推一下。
If you push ahead a little bit.
推到东岸的南边去。
And then you push south of the East Coast.
那你看到那个问题就更不简单了吗？
And then you will see there is a bigger problem.
你看到什么？
What do you see?
你看到那个Louisiana 那边发生的事情。
You see what happened to Louisiana.
你看到在 Texas 那边发生的问题。
You see the problems that occurred in Texas.
你说怎么搞的？
And then you say what happened?
你说哎呀，这没办法了。
And then you say there's nothing we can do about it.
但是你总得要往前去留意一下。
But you must pay attention.
这个是自然规律的，受了一点的打岔。
This is a natural cycle being interrupted.
如果你平常也再留意一下的话，
If you pay attention a little bit in your daily
life, 你就听见一些人说不得了了，现在那个地球的温度啊，是慢慢的上升啊。
And then you will see people say, the temperature of the earth is rising.
两极的那些冰山啊，都在那里溶解了。
And then the ice at the two poles are all melting.
我大概是两三年前的事了。
perhaps 2-3 years ago.
我就看到报纸上一个科学的报道，天文学的天文那个资料的报道。
I saw an article regarding astrology.
他说如果这样的冰那个太阳的温那个地球的温度这样上升啊。
It says that if the climate, if the temperature of the Earth continue to rise.
南北两极的那个冰山加深溶解的再多一点啊。
If the iceberg at the North and the South Pole melts more.
如果我没记错的话
If I remember correctly,
弟兄姊妹们你要留心了
Brothers and sisters, you have to pay attention.
好像说 New Jersey 这一带都要给水淹了
It says that even places like New Jersey will be flooded by water.
海水上涨就超过了现在的水平线了
the water in the ocean will rise above the sea level.
好人家就说这些都是也许是不做惊人之说吧。
People say that perhaps these are just sayings to scare people.
你不管它是惊人不惊人，但是你有一个感觉，现在的天气是比过去热了。
Whether or not you think this is scary, you have to admit that temperatures now are higher than before.
这是自然规律。
This is a natural occurrence.
自然的现象应该是能维持在一个正常的光景里。
A natural phenomenon should be able to maintain at its normal state.
但是这许许多多的不正常。
But there are so many abnormalities.
究竟是怎么回事呢？
And why is this?
你找谁都解说不来。
No one can explain it.
但是当你回到神的话里头。
But when you return to the word of God.
你看到一个属灵的历史在那里进行。
You see a spiritual history happening.
这个属灵的历史是包括了撒旦和人的堕落。
This spiritual history includes the fall of Satan and man.
然后你就看到神如何出来干预这个堕落。
And then you see how God comes out to interfere with this fallen.
神就做了一些的工作。
And God does some work.
要把这一些的堕落带回正常。
He wants to bring these fallen ones back into normal.
那这一个属灵的历史，就是这样的，天天在那里进行。
And this spiritual history is happening like this every day.
已经进行了好几千年，一万年，两万年，三万年，不少，不是，我们数不清的年代。
And this occurrence has been happening for thousands and tens of thousands of years, countless number of years.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
虽然我们没有办法能完全掌握那个属灵的历史的那个实际。
Even though we cannot grasp the full truth of the spiritual history.
但神的话语给我们看见，他在这个堕落的里头，他在进行那个恢复的工作。
But God shows us through his words that In this fall, he is doing his work of redemption in this fallen world.
他又把这个堕落的万有带回正常的那一个光景。
And he wants to bring all those things that have fallen back into its normal state.
恢复神起初创造的时候的那一个荣耀与华美。
To redeem the beauty and the glory of his original creation.
而我们感谢赞美我们的主。
And we praise and thank our Lord.
当我们稍微体会这一个点的时候
When we understand this a little
bit, 我们就会回过头来看到我们自己
And then we can return and see ourselves.
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord.
因为从我们从认识主的那一刻开始
Because from the moment that we start to
know our Lord, 我们不住的在那里承受神的恩典
We are continuously receiving
God's grace. 从得救到生活上面的各方面的照顾
From salvation to all the carings in our daily lives.
并且在以后的那一个指望的终结的里头
And in our future hope.
我们都在那里承受神恩典的工作和丰富
And we are all there receiving the work and the abundance of God's grace.
那因此呢
And therefore,
在我们这些人的身上就常常产生了这样的一种感觉
And then on us, there is often a feeling.
就是神是毫无保留的向我们倾倒恩典的
That God, without holding anything back, pours grace upon us.
我们就是为了承受神的恩典而存留的。
And we exist because we are here to receive His grace.
我们不能说这个感觉是错。
We cannot say that this feeling is wrong.
但是我们没有办法不指出这个感觉是不完整。
But we cannot but point out that this feeling is not
correct. 有些时候甚至是误导了我们去认识神手中的工作。
And sometimes it also misguides us in our understanding of God's work.
我们以为神向我们赐福就是那个神工作的主题了。
We think that when God gives us blessings, that is the main theme of His work.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our Lord.
我们可以愚昧一段的时间。
We can be ignorant for a period of time.
但是我们的神等到合宜的时间，他会叫我们的灵与魂都苏醒过来。
When the right time comes, God will wake up our soul and our spirit.
让我们来留意到。
So that we can pay attention.
神是乐意向我们施恩。
God wants to give us blessings.
但是神更乐意让我们认识他的荣耀。
But God even more wants us to see His glory.
并且我们活着乃是为了神的荣耀。
And we live for His glory.
那如果神让我们这样的领会，
If God gives us this understanding,
我们就不能不说。
Then we cannot but say.
我们到神面前来承受神的恩典是没有错。
That it is not wrong for us to go before God to receive His grace.
但是如果只是有这样的一个感觉，
But if we only have that feeling,
那么我们和神那个旨意就接不上轨了。
Then we cannot be connected with God's will.
那就成了一个单轨行车的火车了。
Then it becomes a train that moves on a monorail.
你说现在就有很多单轨的那个车子吗？
You say there are a lot of monorail trains now.
在日本就有那些什么那些很快速的那些那些磁浮列车就是单轨的吗？
And you see there are a lot of trains in Japan that are electromagnetic and they're very fast.
是地上是有单轨的火车。
Yes, that's right. In this world, there are
但是我们确实坐在一个双轨的火车上。
But we ride on a train that has a dual track.
若是我们只是单方面的看见，神乐意向我们施恩。
If we only singularly see that God is willing to give us grace.
而没有留意到神该从我们身上得着荣耀。
But does not pay attention to the fact that God should receive glory from us.
那我们这一个双轨的火车啊，在单轨上行走，那个结果是怎样呢？
So what happens when a two-track train moves on one track?
我们都能想象的出来了。
We can all imagine.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主慢慢慢慢的在我们整个成长的过程里。
Slowly in our growing process,
他带着我们从个人的蒙恩而引进神的旨意。
He has brought us from individual salvation to His will, to God's will.
弟兄姊妹们，我必须要指出一两点，是我们常常会犯的不能说是错误，是一些不够完整的事。
Brothers and sisters, I must point out a few things that perhaps are not mistakes, but things that are imperfect.
如果我们没有看见神的旨意的那个目的，
If we do not see the purpose of God's will,
那么我们传福音，你说是不是一件好事？
Then is it a good thing for us to preach the gospel?
当然是好事。
Of course it is good.
但是你为什么传福音呢？
But why do you preach the gospel?
你可以为着做好事传福音。
You can preach the gospel because you want to do good
things. 因为你说我要是不传福音，你是死定在永远里了。
Because you say if I do not preach the gospel to you, then you will die in eternity.
我现在要把你带出那个永远的死亡，所以我就向你传福音。
I want to bring you out of that eternal death. Therefore, I am going to preach gospel to you.
这是好事。
That is a good deed.
的确是好事。
It is really a good deed.
你不这样做就是不准确。
If you do not do this, then it is incorrect.
但是你却只有这样的心思来做呢？
But if you only do this with this in your mind,
恐怕还是不准确。
Perhaps that is still incorrect.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
究竟我们为什么传福音呢?
Why is it that we preach the gospel?
你必须看到一件事情。
You must see one thing.
那是神的目的。
That is God's purpose.
那是神要做的事。
That is something that God wants.
那是神的永远的计划里头，在执行过程的里头的一个神要做的工。
This is one of the works God will execute in his plan.
我们传福音乃是因为神要做这个事。
We preach the gospel because God wants to do it.
不是只是因为人有这个需要，而我也有这个做好心的那种心情。
It is not because men have that need and I have a heart to do good deeds.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是常常说，神给我们的是一个生命的恩典吗？
Brothers and sisters, don't we often say that God has given us the grace of life?
我们在神面前所承接的不是一个宗教的那个东西吗?
What we have received from God is not a religion.
你说宗教跟生命的恩典有什么区别?
You say, what is the difference between religion and life?
弟兄姊妹们，那个区别就大了。
There is a huge difference.
宗教是可以与神一点不发生关系的。
You can have a religion that is completely disconnected
from God. 但是谁能说宗教的内容不好呢?
But who is to say that the content of a religion is not good?
因为什么你要看见一件事情，好的事情不一定是和神的旨意发生关系的。
Brothers and sisters, you must see that a good thing does not necessarily have a relationship with God's
will. 那什么叫做生命的恩典?
What is the grace of life?
生命的恩典乃是从神的宝座那里做源头。
To have the grace of life, it is to have the throne of God as your source.
然后把神的那个意思表明出来。
It is to manifest God's will.
那一个结果是把人带回神的宝座那里。
And the result is that you bring men back to the throne of God.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这个完全是里面的故事。
You see, this is an completely an internal story.
是人从里面去接受，又根据里面来动作，结果是把里面的那一个东西就产生在别人的里头。
You see, this is something that you accept internally, and the work is internal, and then at the end, what is inside of you, you pass on to
others. 弟兄姊妹，当我们传福音的时候，你是不是只是让人知道你这个人一定要得救呢？
So when we preach the gospel, is the only thing we let others know that you must be saved?
当然是要这样。
Of course that is.
但是如果只是有这样的话，
But if it is only that,
那弟兄姊妹，我们所传的救恩就不是一个完整的救恩。
Then the salvation that we are preaching is not a complete
salvation. 弟兄姊妹，我们简单的来说。
Brothers and sisters, put it simply.
那救恩的那个内容是非常的丰富的。
The content of salvation is very rich.
丰富到一个地步，我们没有办法把它领会的完全，也没有办法把它发表的完全。
It is rich to a point that we cannot fully understand it and we cannot fully manage.
虽然是这样，
even so,
但是有几个重点我们是不能缺的。
There are few important points that we cannot miss.
当然头一样是得救了，头一样是得救。
The first is to be saved.
那第二件事情呢?
The second.
那是重生。
Is to be reborn.
第三件事情呢?
And third.
称义。
Is justification.
第四件事情呢?
And the fourth.
成圣。
Is glorification.
第五件事情呢?
And the fifth.
得着儿子的名分。
It is to receive the name of the Son.
好，弟兄姊妹，我今天晚上也不是在这几方面来说进去。
And brothers and sisters, tonight I cannot speak into these matters.
但是你若是掌握了这几件事情，
But if you can grasp these,
你发觉这几件事情 都和神儿子的生命发生关系的。
You will see that all of these things have a relationship with the life of the Son.
没有神儿子的生命，这几个事情都是落空的。
Without the life of God's Son, all of these things are empty.
当有几件事情的时候，你就发觉，所以有这个几个事情，乃是因为有了神的儿子。
And but when you have these things, you will realize that it is because you have these things, you have the life of the Son.
怎么有了神的儿子呢？
How can you have God's Son?
那是我们信主的时候，我们不单是接受主那个拯救的恩典，也同时是接受了神儿子的生命。
It is that when we were saved, we did not only receive the salvation, we also received the life of God's Son.
那这个就是重生了。
And that is to be reborn.
你有了神儿子的生命，你才能在神的面前，神看你是对的。
It is only when you have the life of God's Son that when you stand before God,
你有了神儿子的生命，你才有可能成活出神的那个性情来的。
It is only when you have the life of God's Son that you can live out the attributes of God.
你有了神儿子的生命，你才有那个资格去承受神的一切的基业的。
It is only when you have the life of God's Son that you have the right to inherit all things from God.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
这个是神的旨意里面一个很重要的关键。
This is a very important point in God's will.
也可以是说，是神旨意里头的一个很中心的事实。
And we can also say that this is a focal truth in God's will.
那因此弟兄姊妹你就看到了。
So brothers and sisters,
不但是传福音，是为了神的旨意。
It is not only when we preach the gospel, it is for God's will.
连我们生命的追求成长。
The pursuit and the growth of our lives.
你以为说哦，那是我们的本分。
You think it is our obligation.
我们必须是这样。
We have to do this.
当然，我们是必须是这样。
Of course, we have to be this way.
但是你为什么必须是这样？
But why do you have to be this way?
因为神要你这样。
Because God wants you to be this
way. 这是神，就是神的旨意。
And this is the God of the will of God.
所以就是常常我们有一个错觉。
So many times we have a misconception.
你从前拜偶像。
You worship
idols. 你不认识神。
You don't know God.
现在神拯救你了，神拯救你了。
Now God has saved you.
神的怜悯在你身上很多。
God has much mercy.
你应当在神面前有一个报恩的那个想法。
You should have an attitude of returning the grace to God.
你要爱主。
You have to love God.
你要追求生命的成长。
You have to pursue the growth of life.
这都对。
These are all correct.
但是我们要问的。
But what we need to
如果你回到以弗所书里头。
If you return to Ephesians.
你就会问这个问题了。
Then you will ask this question.
我为什么要追求生命成长呢
？Why do I have to pursue the growth of life？
我已经得救了。
I have already been saved。
我见神的资格已经有了。
I already have the right to
be God。神不会把我扔到那个永远的灭亡里了。
God will not throw me into the eternal hell。
那就够了嘛。
Then that is enough。
还有那么许多的事情干什么呢
？Then why do I need all these other things？
那弟兄姊妹，我们注意到这一个。
Brothers and sisters, we pay attention to this.
我们的生命的成长，不然那个是生命的原来的要求。
The growth, the pursuit for the growth of life, it is the original requirement.
在我们的心思上
，in our mind,
也都要留意到，因为这个是神要在我们身上做的事。
The inner mind, we must also pay attention that this is something God wants us to do.
他要我们成长。
He wants us to grow.
他不要我们永远留在仅仅得救的那个地步。
He doesn't want us to continuously stay in the point of being just being saved.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
当主把我们的心思一打开的时候。
When the Lord has opened our mind.
我们立刻就看到了。
We will immediately see.
我们追求成长。
We pursue the growth of life.
不是单单是为着我们自己的那一个需要。
It is not only for our own needs.
乃是为了神那一个旨意的成就。
It is to fulfill the will of God.
乃是为了神的那个荣耀的作为显明。
It is It is manifested because of God's glorious work.
弟兄姊妹，当我们留意到腓立比教会的腓立比书信的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we pay attention to the
book, 我们看到腓立比教会里边有一个很严肃的、很严重的难处。
We see that in the church of Philip, there was a great difficulty.
你不能说腓立比教会的弟兄姊妹们不爱主。
You cannot say that the brothers and sisters at the Philippine
church are not loved.
If you evaluate them one by one, they each love God.
但是爱主的弟兄姊妹怎么会 在教会里头产生一些个难处呢？
Then how come brothers and sisters who love God can have these difficulties in the church?
如果弟兄姊妹你细细去看腓立比书的时候，
If you read the book of Philippians carefully,
你会看到他们那个难处的中心点在哪里呢？
Then you will see what is the focal point.
用腓立比书的话来说，个人担顾自己的事。
In the book of Philippians, in the words of Philippians, it says that each should care for his own.
并且那个担顾自己的事，不是还不是担顾自己物质上的所需要的事。
And it is not just to care for your own materially.
连属灵的事情也是以自己来做出发点的。
Even spiritual things, they originate from themselves.
所以你读以弗所书的时候，你非常容易就读出整个的难处就发生在两个服侍主的姊妹的身上吗？
So when you read the book of Philippians, you will see that the difficulties lie with two sisters.
他们为什么会发生难处呢？
Why is it that they have
你不佩服我，我不佩服你。
I do not respect you, and you do not respect me.
你要做领袖，我也要做领袖。
You want to be a leader, I want to be a leader too.
每一个人都是这样，都有这样的倾向的。
Everyone had that tendency.
当教会里头神的儿女们，每个人都要在那里做领袖的时候。
When every children of God in the church want to be a leader.
弟兄姊妹，教会不发生难处，那就很稀奇的。
Then it is not a surprise that the church wouldn't.
那你说那教会里头不需要有领袖吗？
Then you say, does the church not need a leader?
有。
It does. It needs a leader.
但是那是主自己。
But that is Lord himself.
众人都是在那里看主。
All people look to God.
众人都在那里跟随主。
All people follow God.
众人都是在那里高举主。
Everyone lifts up God.
众人都在那里轻视自己的那一个以为是不可缺的那些事物。
Everyone will despise the things of self that you think.
只要主满足了。
If the Lord is satisfied.
其他的事情我们都不在意了。
Then we do not care for others.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
当教会里头每一个人的心是那样准确的向着主的时候，
When everyone in the church has such a right heart toward
你要发生难处，
To have difficulties,
也好像没有条件可以发生难处，
And then you do not have the conditions to have
因为神的儿女都把自己放在主的面前，
Because all children of God put themselves before the Lord,
每一个人都是所有的追求是追求主的满足，而不是自己感觉上的舒服。
Everyone pursues God's satisfaction and not just our own comfort.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
这个就是神的，就神旨意的目的。
That is the purpose of God's will.
你说为什么这是神旨意的目的呢？
You say, why is that the purpose of God's will?
No, 我们就不能不说了。
And then we cannot say, but.
因为接下去我们就要说了。
Because right afterwards we will say.
因为神要在他的工作里面得着人。
Because God wants to receive men through his
work. 然后借着人来然后借着他所得着的人来成全神所要做的。
And through the men that he has accepted to do what he wills.
如果神没有得着人的话，
If God has not accepted men,
神所要做的就受阻挡了。
Then what God wants to do is
或者说是给推拖延了。
Or to say it is being delayed.
那现在我们就马上碰到那个问题来了。
And now we have a new difficulty.
那神的旨意的主题是什么？
What is the theme of God's?
那当我们来碰到神旨意的主题的时候，
When we encounter the theme of God's,
那我们就看到了神的神的神的目的和神所要做的。
then we see the purpose of God's will and what he wants to do.
包括神的自己。
Including himself, God himself.
从神的自己到神的旨意的目的到神旨意的中心。
From God himself,
或者说主题。
From God himself to the purpose of God's will, to the theme, to the focal point of God's will.
然后弟兄姊妹，你可以从以弗所书第一章里头一句话的里边，你看到那件事。
You can see this in one verse in the book of Ephesians.
是哪一句话呢？
Which verse is that?
第十节。
It is verse 10.
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
That in dispensation of the fullness of the times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ.
那个主题是什么呢？
So what is the theme?
就是叫万有都在日期满足的时候，在基督里同归于一。
It is that in the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ.
简单的来说，
Simply put,
这个同归于一都是一同回到神那里。
To be gathered together, it is to all return.
在万有的里面，只有神是一切的中心。
In all things, it is only God who is the center of all things.
只有神自己是所有被造的物所高举的。
Only God himself is the one who is being lifted up by all
creation. 也是只有主自己是万有所必须伏在他的面前承认敬拜他的。
And only God himself is the one whom everyone should bow down to worship.
这个就是神旨意的那个主题。
And this is the theme of God's will.
弟兄姊妹，这些年间，
Brothers and sisters, throughout
the years, 你看到地上出现，就特别在美国嘛，你看见许多的什么赞美中心、敬拜中心跑出来。
You see, especially in the U.S., there are a lot of worship centers.
And center of praises.
Center of praises.
弟兄们，不管他们怎么叫了。
No matter how they what they are called.
你永远不能接受一个事实，是一个团体，或者是一个地方，或者是一个动一个特定的特定的动作，那是神旨意的主题。
You cannot accept a fact that someone or some organization or some ritual is the theme of God's will.
因为神旨意的主题乃是主的自己给万有来高举。
Because the theme of God's will is that God himself being lifted up.
一切都在基督里同归于一。
All things gathered together in one, in Christ.
那弟兄姊妹们，那神这个主题怎么显明出来呢？
Then how can this theme of God be manifested?
那弟兄姊妹们，我们可以这样来看。
Brothers and sisters, we can look at it.
在以弗所书的里边，很清楚的给我们看到一件事。
In Ephesians, it clearly shows us.
神在成就他的旨意的里头。
In fulfilling his will.
叫神的旨意的这一个中心能表达出来。
To be able to manifest the focal point, the focus of his will.
头一件事。
The first thing.
你看见神在那里恢复人。
You see God there redeeming men.
神在那里恢复人。
God is there redeeming men.
神把人恢复过来。
God has redeemed men.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
我们所用的那一个话是恢复。
The word we use is restore.
我们没有用拯救。
We did not use salvation.
当然是包括拯救。
Of course, it includes salvation.
但是并不等于拯救。
But it does not equate to salvation.
也并不是只有拯救。
And it is not only salvation.
我们是要留意神恢复人。
We must pay attention that God is restoring men.
弟兄姊妹，这一点，我们就要回到当初神造人的目的。
For this point, we must return to the purpose of God's original
creation. 神当时造人的目的是什么呢？
What was God's original purpose?
我们不详细说到那一个， 我不详细的说了。
I will not explain this in detail.
我只点出那两个重点就好了。
I will point out two important points.
第一就是神的荣耀借着被造的人来发表。
One is that God's glory being manifested.
第二就是神的权柄借着被造的人来执行。
And the second is God's authority being executed.
弟兄姊妹，这就是神造人的时候的那一个最主要的那一个目的。
And that is the most important reason for God's.
就是要让你表达神的荣耀和神的权柄。
It is there to express God's glory and His authority.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们人堕落了以后。
Brothers and sisters, when men have fallen,
这两样都丢掉了。
We threw away those two things.
丢得光光净净，干干净净的。
We completely cast them away.
清清光光的。
We completely
没有一丁点留下的。
We did not retain any of it.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你可以从这里就留意到。
From here, you can pay attention.
那神的救恩在我们身上显出来的时候。
When God's salvation is manifested,
头一个事情我们所接触的不就是得救的问题吗？
It's not the first thing we encounter the issue of salvation.
神不再定我们的罪。
God no longer commits our sin.
神不让我们进到永远的灭亡里。
God will not allow us to enter the eternal.
对人来说，那是大大无比的恩典。
For men, that is grace beyond.
但是我们又问了一句话。
But then I have to ask a question.
我们得救的时候
When we were saved,
神的荣耀在我们身上恢复了没有？
Has God's glory been restored?
神的权柄在我们身上恢复了没有？
Has God's authority been restored?
如果神的荣耀在我们身上恢复了，
If God's glory has been restored,
那最简单的，我们就绝对绝对绝对的丁点的犯罪的心思和意念都不会发生。
Then we will absolutely will not haveThe even a little bit of intention to sin.
更谈不到有犯罪的行动。
And then we will never have the act of a sin.
你说撒一个谎没有什么大不了啊。
You say to lie is not a big deal.
撒一个谎虽然人看大不了，但是那是犯罪的内容。
Even though men may think that lying is not a big deal.
我们得救了以后，在这个世上还有没有发生过？
After we were saved, have we made another mistake on this matter?
我想没有一个人敢承认，没有。
I think no one is willing to, no one can admit that they have not.
但是都少了很多了。
But it was great, it has been greatly reduced.
是我们都承认，一个得救的人犯罪的条件和犯罪的行动是比没有信主以前是减少了非常非常非常的多。
We will admit that someone who has been saved, then his thoughts and his actions of sinning has been greatly reduced compared to before.
但是绝不可能到零的地步。
But it cannot be reduced to the point of zero.
哎，你说零是没有，不过零点一大概有。
You say, well, I'm not zero, but maybe 0.1.
那弟兄姊妹，零点一是不是就是一个事实？
Brothers and sisters, but 0.1 is not that.
神是连零点一都没有的。
God does not even have 0.1.
那如果我们说只有 0.1 的话，那我们还是没有恢复到神的荣耀。
If we are only 0.1, we still have not been restored.
何况我们实在不是 0.1.
And truthfully, we are really not 0.1.
也当然不可能是100.
Of course, it's not 1.00.
No, 100.
Oh, of course, it's not 100.
你个已经减到一零了。
You say I've already reduced it to 10.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个不叫恢复。
But brothers and sisters, that is not restoration.
那就是说，我们蒙恩得救的时候，神那个恢复的工作没有到完整。
That is to say, when we were saved, God's work of
restoration. 神继续在我们身上做那个恢复的工作。
He continues to do the work of restoring on us.
那神的权柄呢？
But what about God's authority?
那简单得很。
Then that is easy.
我们没有办法能说神的权柄在我们身上已经恢复了。
We cannot say that God's authority has been restored.
但是这权柄在我们身上的确是有点恢复。
But the authority has been restored a little bit on us.
我们能抵挡仇敌的攻击。
We can resist the attack from the enemy, from the Satan.
去年东南亚那一次海啸的时候
in Southeast Asia last year when tsunami happened.
听说有这么一件事, 我不知道是真的是假的。
I heard that there was this incident. I don't know whether or not it's true.
因为连CNN也报道出来的。
Because even CNN reported it.
虽然我没有直接看到CNN, 但是有弟兄告诉我他干了。
Even though I did not directly see it on CNN, but some brother told me that he saw. What happened?
就海啸的时候。
So when tsunami came,
刚好有不晓得是一个还是几个那些传教士领着一些孤儿在那个海边那里头玩耍。
That there were few missionaries who were playing with children along the seaside.
那海啸来了。
And then tsunami came.
他们逃不及。
They could not escape.
当中一个传教士。
But one missionary
在那里。 奉主的名说，不叫那个海啸往他们这一堆人的里边涌过来。
And then he said that in the name of Lord Jesus, that the waves will not come in their direction.
当时他说，他这批人就躲在一个破船的后边。
And these people were hiding behind a broken boat.
你躲在贴船的后边也不解决问题，也不要说破船。
Even if you were hiding behind a steel boat, it would have been no use.
但是他那个报道说呢，稀奇的事情就这样发生了。And
the report said amazing things.
那个海啸的浪从那边一直涌过来的时候，一排排山倒海的涌过来的时候。When
the tsunami wave was just attacking the shore.
啊，他说是快到他们那个地方的时候，他们就分成了两路，在那里就开了一个洞洞。
And when it was just about to reach them, the waves split into two paths.
所以呢，这批人就在那个那么厉害的海啸的里头得了拯救。
And those people were saved, even among all the big waves.
但是不是，我不知道是真的是假的。
I don't know whether or not this is true.
也许是真的，也许是传言。
Perhaps it's true, perhaps there's rumor.
不过有一件事情，这不是传言，是真的。
But one thing is not a rumor, it's a fact.
那是发生在我们的弟兄姊妹们的身上的。It
is something that happened on our brother.
前3年前。
3 years ago.
我们冬天的一个特别聚会是在年底的时候举行。
We had a special gathering that happened towards the end of the year in the winter.
天文的报告就说那几天要倾盆大雨。
And the weather report said that it was going to absolutely downpour during those years.
那这个就对我们那个聚会，对那一次聚会就很有影响了。
And it was going to greatly affect our gathering that time.
但是我们的日期也不能随便在那里更改嘛。
But we cannot casually change the date. We cannot easily change.
那我们唯一能做的。
So the only thing we can do.
就是在神面前祷告。
Is to pray before God.
求主管理这天气。
We ask the Lord to control the weather.
我们不在神面前没有很做很太大的要求。
We do not have a great request before God.
因为我们不能只管我们的需要，不管别人的需要。
Because we cannot just care for ourselves and not others.
弟兄姊妹，如果知道加州的那个气候的情况。
Brothers and sisters, I mean, if you know about the Californian weather.
整年的那个水的供应就是靠着冬天的那一个雨季里边累积下来的。
The entire year of water supply comes from the collection of the rain.
如果加州不下雨，那就很糟糕了。If
California does not rain,
但下雨只是在冬季这两三个月的时候。
But it only rains during the 2-3 months in
winter. 那是我们在主的面前就这样的祷告。
So we pray this way before God.
我们说主啊。
We said, Lord.
如果你看为美。
If it is good in your eyes,
你让弟兄姊妹们出去聚会的那一段时间，雨水完全停止。
Then you let brothers and sisters, when they are going outside to gather, you let the rain stop.
就是在我们所走的路上面，不叫它下雨。
It is only when we are walking on the path that you just let it
go. 我们所求的虽然是小事，
even though what we ask,
但是你要这样，要神这样做，这是大事。
But if you want God to do this, and it's a
于是一直是是啊，这是就是你们的路上那一段路不下雨。
It will continue to rain, but only when you're walking along that path that it does not rain.
我们的信心也只能到这里。
And our faith was only that big.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主就是把这个权柄给了我们。
God has given us that authority.
我们可以向神说。
We can say to God.
主啊，你看为对，你就做这个事。
We say, Lord, if you think it's right, then do it.
稀奇的事情。
Amazingly.
那天早晨，弟兄姊妹们清早就出发了。
That morning, very early in the morning, brothers and sisters.
当弟兄姊妹们到营出发的时候，那已经下了好几天的雨，停了。
When brothers and sisters were leaving, it had already been raining for a few days.
那弟兄姊妹就在那个很晴朗的天气就到了营地。
And brothers and sisters, under very good weather conditions,
大概要开两个小时左右的那个路程嘛。
About 2 hours of driving distance.
当弟兄姊妹都到了营地了。
When brothers and sisters all arrived at camp,
事情发生了。
And then it happened.
我们聚会开始了。
Our gathering started.
倒水一样就倒下来了。
And then the rain came.
哎呀，我们就觉得感谢神，神听了我们的祷告。
And we thank the Lord because He listened to our prayers.
那我们只是知道神给我们使用了一次权柄。
We know that God has let us use the authority.
但是我们不知道稀奇的事情是怎么样。
But we don't know what was the amazing thing.
那等到我们聚会完了啊，回家了。
After we had finished our gathering,
我们才发觉神怎么做这件事。
And then we found out how God did this.
我以为我没有带在圣经里，结果我后来翻出来了。
I thought I didn't bring it, but then I found it.
报纸上就说出了一个很稀奇的事，他是从来没见过的。
And the newspaper said that something amazing happened and never happened before.
他那个大标题是说加州两重天。
It said that California had two skies.
北边风雨，南边晴。
It said that the northern part rained and the southern part was.
那里面就很仔细的说。
And then in the article, it described.
就说到那个已经是不断的在那里下雨。
It said that it was raining nonstop.
但是他说不知道是什么原因。
And it said not knowing why.
那个气流来到湾区的时候。
When the.
The current.
When the current came to that point.
那，但是快到湾区的时候，它就分开。
When the current came to the turning point,
那有一段的地方啊，不对不起，那本来要上这个方向去的那个气流，到了弯曲的时候就偏南了。
Oh, the current that was going in this direction, it turned to the south.
啊，那他们过了那几个小时，那个气流又向北回转了。
And then after those few hours, the current turned back north again.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当我们看到这样的一些个报道的时候。
When we saw those reports.
我们除了敬拜主以外，我们还能说什么？
What else can we say other than to worship God?
敬拜主的不是因为他在环境上给我们这个预备。
To worship him not because he had given us that environment.
敬拜主的是因为他让我们去经历。他在我们身上恢复了他的权柄。
We worship him because he has allowed us to experience that he has restored his authority on us.
当然，这个恢复仍然是很局部的。
Even though this restoration is very
还不是这个完全的恢复。
It is not a complete restoration.
完全的恢复要到国度的时候。
The complete restoration is not
要到新天新地的时候。
When the new heaven and new earth.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
在救恩那个起点的时候。
At that beginning point,
神让我们稍微经历一下神在我们身上的恢复。
That the beginning point of salvation, God allows us to experience a little bit of restoration.
哎呀，我们实在感谢我们的神。
We truly thank our Lord.
因为他在我们身上的那个恢复。
Because of His word restoration on us.
你留意圣经里边怎么说。
You pay attention to what the scripture says.
它有几方面是说到神在我们身上的恢复的。
In few places,
我刚才说的那个实际的经历，只是那个恢复里头的一些点滴。
The experience I had just described is just the bits and pieces of the restoration.
No, 头一个事情，弟兄姊妹，你注意的。
The first thing you pay attention to.
他说神为我们这些人预备了各样属天上属灵的福气。
It says that God has prepared for us all kinds of spiritual blessings.
在底下的那个解说就说出两个事实了。
And then the verses that followed explain two facts.
头一个事实就说叫我们成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
It says that the first is that we should be holy without blame.
刚才我们说，我们蒙得救以后，我们还是有我们的软弱和失败。
It is to say that afterwards we are saved, we still have our weakness.
怎么现在就成了圣洁没有瑕疵呢？
Then how can we be holy without blame?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
是神，我们要留意的是，我们这个成了圣洁没有瑕疵，不是别人说你们信耶稣的人都是圣人。
We have to pay attention. This holy without blame is not others saying that to us.
我们承认我们都不是圣人。
We admit that we are not saints.
我们是带着许多的残缺和软弱。
We have many weaknesses. And
但是在属灵的那个事实里边。
But in a spiritual truth.
神承认了一个事实。
God has admitted one.
在神的眼中看我们。
In God's eye, when He sees us,
我们已经成了圣洁，没有瑕疵。
We are already holy without blame.
因为神说，在为我们预备了天上各样属灵的福气。你留意看那句话的时候。
When if you pay attention to what God says about every.
神不是说在将来我就为你们预备各样天上属灵的福气。
God did not say that in the future I will prepare for you every spiritual blessing.
我们中文圣经说的非常的准确和清楚。
Our Chinese Bible says it very clearly.
神曾赐给我们。
God has already blessed us.
什么弟兄姊妹，什么叫做曾赐给？
What is already blessed?
明天给你不能叫做曾赐给。
To give it to you tomorrow is not called already blessed.
等一会才给你也不叫做曾赐给。
To give it to you in a little while is also not called a blessing.
曾赐给是我手里已经抓到了那个东西以前。
Already blessed means before I have grasped it in my hand.
神已经放在我手里。
God has already placed it in my hand.
这个才叫做曾。
And that is called already.
天上各样属灵的福赐不是等到以后的某一天。
Every spiritual blessing is not to be waited until the future.
那是神已经给了你了。
It is to say it has already been given to you.
我们感谢主，你怎么去领会这一个？当然，我不是三言两语能说得清楚。
We thank the Lord. How can we understand this? It is not something that can be.
但神已经说出一个事实，他已经把天上各样属灵的福气给了我们。
But God has already spoken a truth, which is He has already blessed us.
其中有一样，我们已经成了圣洁，没有瑕疵。
And one of them is that we are already holy.
这是神眼中的观察，说，以色列族，你是圣洁，没有瑕疵。
It is through the observation from God's eye that He says, "Brother Ye, you are already holy without blame."
这个话要把我们的业弟兄吓一跳哎。
This statement is going to scare our brother.
你说真的吗？
You say, really?
我真的是如此了吗？
And you say, am I really that way?
我们自己都相信不过来的。
We cannot believe it ourselves.
但是神哪里会骗我们？
But God will not lie to us.
他说我曾经给了你了。
He said, I've already given
you. 如果你不会享用是你的缺欠。
If you do not know how to use it, then it is your
problem. 但是要给你的已经给了。
But what is to be given to you is already been given.
弟兄姊妹留意吗？
Have you paid attention?
我们不得不承认，我们的愚昧就是在这里。
We have to admit that this is our ignorance.
神做了许多的事情，给了我们了。
God has done many things, has already given it to us.
可是我们还在神面前苦苦的哀求。
We are still begging for it before Him.
那神说，你只要用信心去支取，你就可以享用。
God said that you only have to accept it in your faith, then you can use it.
但是我们就是享用不来。
Then, but we don't know how.
因为我们很不容易脱离那个眼见的事实。
Because it is very difficult for us to go beyond what we see.
甚至我们不禀来到主的桌子的面前。
Even when we come before the Lord's table.
你看到那个饼和杯摆在那里。
When you see the bread and the cup there.
你说主为我们舍了自己。
You say the Lord has given himself up for us.
弟兄姊妹你看。
Brothers and sisters, you see.
主为我们舍了自己。
God has given himself up for us.
他连他自己都交出来给你了。
The Lord Himself has already given out.
还有什么不给你的？
What will He not give to you?
这罗马书上就说了。
The Book of Romans.
神既不爱惜他自己的儿子，为我们舍了。
God has given us His beloved Son.
神岂不把万物连同他儿子一同赐给我们吗？
Will He not give us all things, including His Son?
啊，我们来到桌子的面前，还是在那里求主这样，求主那样。
When we come before the Lord's table, we are still begging for this.
如果我们真知道神已经做成的事。
If we know that God has already
你来到主的桌子面前，除了感谢、敬拜、赞美以外，其他任何事情都是多余的了。
Then, if you know that God has already given you this, then when you come before the Lord's table, then anything beyond your thanks, praise, and worship is unnecessary.
我们说那是多余，乃是因为神都给了你的，你还上台要什么呢？
We say it's unnecessary because God has already given it to you, so why?
神的儿子连他自己都给了你了，你还要他给你什么呢？
God has already given you His own Son. What else do you need?
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，你看到。
Brothers and sisters,
神恢复人
God restores man.
其中一个事情就是叫我们得了神所预备在天上各样属灵的福气
And one thing is for us to be blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly place.
就在那一节经文里面再说一样
And in that same verse it says
叫我们得着儿子的名分
It says that we will receive the name of the
Son. 弟兄姊妹，你必须要看到一个很严肃的事实。
You have to see this very serious truth.
得儿子的名分跟做儿子是两件不同的事情。
To receive the sonship and to be the son are two different things.
我们蒙恩得救的时候，我们是做了神的儿子。
When we are saved, when we were saved through salvation, we became God's son.
但是你要得着神儿子的名分呢？
But to receive the sonship,
还不是在我们信主得救的时候。
It is not when we were saved.
什么叫做得着儿子的名分呢？
What does it mean to receive the sonship?
那是说出我们承受神做我们的产业的那一刻，我们的身份。
That is that our status, the moment we receive God as our inheritance.
你读罗马书第八章，你就晓得这个事实发生在主再来，我们在荣耀里见主的那一个时候。
If you read Romans chapter 8, then you will see that that will happen the moment when we are received into God's glory.
那时候救恩真的是完全成就在我们身上。
And then at that moment, the salvation is fulfilled on us.
弟兄姊妹晓得救恩的 那三个主要的成分。
Brothers and sisters, you are to know the three important
一个是得救
components of salvation. It is one is to be saved.
一个是得胜
The other is to be sanctified.
一个是得赎 Redemption of the Father.
And the third is redemption.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这三样事情都成就在我们身上了。
You see, all these three things are to be fulfilled.
什么叫做得赎呢？
What does it mean to be redeemed?
那就是我们从死里复活的那一个结果，那就是得赎。
Redemption is the result of us being resurrected from death.
到了那一刻，救恩就完全成就在我们身上。
That moment, salvation will be completed.
我们就得了儿子的名分。
And then we receive.
我们就是承受神，就具体的、实际的去，不单是承受，也是实际的去享用神一切的荣耀和丰富。
And then we will truly be able to enjoy all the fullness of God.
时间太很晚了。
It is already very late.
我简单的把底下的和弟兄姊妹交通。
I will very quickly have fellowship.
接着下去你就看到。
If you continue, you will see.
看到什么呢？
What do you see?
神用着我们去成就他的目的。
God will use us to fulfill His will.
那现在你就懂得为什么上头我们说神的那个一切是根据神的旨意。
And then you will understand earlier why do we say all things are according to God's will.
神拯救我们，不是只是为着我们脱离死亡和那个灭亡。
God has saved us not only to save us from death.
他要得着我们。
He wants to have us.
叫我们与神同工。
So that we can work with God.
把神的旨意来完成。
To fulfill God's will.
弟兄姊妹，这真的是很大的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is
你看圣经怎么说呢？
You see what the scripture says.
他说啊，他这里怎么说呢？
The scripture says.
那先是叫我们看见一切天上地上的一切所有的都在基督里同归于一。
It says that first that all things will gather together in one in Christ.
然后你看十二节。
And then if you read verse 12,
叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
And then it says that we who first trusted in Christ shall be to the praise of his glory.
如果你整个的经文读下来，你很清楚的看见。
If you read that entire scripture, you will clearly
see. 万有同归于一。那一个基础是在我们这些首先在基督里的人完全的让主得着。
The base for things to be gathered together in one in Christ is that those of us are to be accepted by God.
所以那里说，在叫他的荣耀，在我们这些首先在基督里有盼望的人得着称赞。
Therefore, it says, "We who first trusted in Christ shall be praised."
我不细细的说这一句话的内容了。
I will not describe the details of the verse.
弟兄姊妹，你要回想，你要想。
But brothers and sisters,
反复的去想。
You must repeatedly think.
神的荣耀怎么在我们这些首先在基督里的人得着称赞？
How can the glory of God be praised in those of us who trust in Christ?
你就看见当中的那个整个的故事。
And then you will see the entire story in the middle.
神得着了我们，拯救了我们。
God has saved us and have accepted us.
让我们被带到一个地步，毫无保留地服他的权柄。
To have brought us to a point that without holding anything back, we submit to his
authority. 承认他是唯一该受高举的。
To admit that he is the only one to be lifted up.
服在他的管理的底下，来去做成他所要做的工。
To bow under his authority to fulfill what the work
is. 那这样我们就在那里去称颂主，承认神是配。
And then we are there to praise God, admitting recognizing that he is to be worshipped.
那当神得着这样的一些人的时候，
When God have these people,
神说这一个万有同归于一就有了起头了。
And then God says, then all these things gathered in one, then it has a beginning.
在哪里起头呢？
Where is the beginning?
在我们这些在基督里的人起头了。
It begins with those of us who are in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，因此我说
Brothers and sisters, therefore,
神的话给我们看见。
God's word show us.
神拯救我们。
God has saved us.
他赏赐了各样属灵的福气。
He has given us all kinds of
blessings. 其中有一样。
One of them.
是要我们和他同工。
One of them is for us to co-work with him.
来成就他的旨意。
To fulfill his will.
弟兄姊妹回头想想我们自己。
Brothers and sisters, if you think back to ourselves.
我们是谁？
Who are we?
我们能做这个事吗？
How can we do this?
我们有条件做这个事吗？
Do we have the requirements?
我们配做这个事吗？
Are we worthy to do this?
但是感谢神，不在乎我们。
But thank the Lord, it is not
我们是不配，但神叫我们成为配。
We are unworthy, but God has made us worthy.
我们没有资格，但神把资格赏给我们。
We have no right, but God has given us the right.
我们是在感谢赞美我们的神。
We truly thank and praise our Lord.
谢谢我们的主。
Thank our Lord.
你再往上看，
If you continue
在这份望的里头，
In these verses,
弟兄姊妹，你就看到了承受产业的保证。
And then you will see the guarantee for our inheritance.
底下就说到了，我们是承受那个基业。
And then it continues to say that we are to receive that inheritance.
那里怎么说呢？
What does it say there?
他说当我们信主的时候，他就把圣灵赐给我们。
It says that when we are to believe, he will we are sealed with the Holy Spirit.
然后十四节那里就说,
and then in verse 14 it says,
这个圣灵啊，是我们得基业的印证。
That this Holy Spirit is the promise for our inheritance. It's the guarantee of our inheritance.
我们中文圣经翻成凭据，凭据就是一个证据了。
The Chinese Bible translates it as proof, an evidence of our inheritance.
但是不仅是一般的证据。
This is not just the normal evidence.
是有抵押的性质的证据。
It is an evidence that has a guarantee.
弟兄姊妹，你看。神给我们在承受他做我们的产业的这一点上是给了我们一个保证。
On the point of us receiving inheritance, God has given us a promise.
这个保证不是暂时的。
This promise is not temporary.
是永远的。
This promise is eternal.
所以说做这个保证啊，直到神的名得赎。
This guarantee is to be until the redemption of the purchase.
一直到我们在神的面前。
Until we go before God.
与面对面的站在神的荣耀里。
To stand face in face in His glory.
神成为我们的产业。
And God becomes our inheritance.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，当我们留意到这些的时候，
when brothers and sisters, when we pay attention,
那我们还有什么话说呢？
Then what else can we say?
主离开门徒以前，
before the Lord departed
from the disciples, 他说我去原是为你们预备地方。
He said, where I'm going,
我去了就回来接你们。
I will go and return to
you. 叫我在那里，你们也在那里。
I am there and you are there as well.
弟兄姊妹，你看到，我们承受产业有保证。
Brothers and sisters, you see, our inheritance has
been. 里面有神的话，有圣灵做保证。
There is the promise of the Holy Spirit.
外面有主自己的应许做保证。
Inside there is the promise of the Holy Spirit. Outside there is the promise of God Himself.
我们是在感谢赞美我们的神。
We truly thank and praise our Lord.
是弟兄姊妹，你看到。
So brothers and sisters, you see.
那神这一个。神旨意的那个主题。
The theme of God's will.
第二件事情我们必须要注意的。
The second thing we must pay attention to.
神成就这一切。
God has fulfilled these.
或者说叫万有都归于一。
Or to say to have all things gathered in one.
说的更准确一点是叫万有与神的关系进到正常。
To be more accurate, it is for all things to enter into a normal relationship.
那么神完成这个目的的那个方法是什么呢？
Then what is the method for God to fulfill all things?
弟兄姊妹，你很清楚的在以弗所书里看得见。
You clearly see it in Ephesians.
那个秘密就是在基督里。
The secret is in Christ.
我把那个经文点给弟兄姊妹们你记下来回去看细细的看。
I will point out the verse so that you can read it carefully.
光是就是在第一章里头。
Only in chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第五节。
Verse 5.
第六节。
6.
第十节。
10.
十一节。
11.
十二节。
12.
那么许多处提到神所要做成的工作那一个根本的原因在基督里。
All of these verses point to that all of these things, God doing all of these things, the purpose is in Christ.
简单的来说，
Simply put,
神一切的工作都是在基督里。
All of God's work is in Christ.
在基督以外，神不要做什么工作。
Outside of Christ, God does not want to do any work.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our Lord.
那这是在以弗所书一开头的时候就把以弗所书的那个整卷书的那个主题摆出来了。
In the first chapter of Ephesians, it has already put forth the main theme for the book of Ephesians.
而那个主题是在什么地方呢？
And where is that theme?
神在基督里建造他的教会。
It is that God in Christ is building up His church.
使用教会把万有带到同归于一的那个结局。
And it is through church that God will bring out the results of all things gathered in one.
那这是我们在神面前所要很明确的看见的。
And that is something we must clearly see before God.
如果我们要看到这一个，
if we do not see this,
那么我们所有的所做的一切跟宗教工作是没有区别的。
Then all things we do are not different from just religious activities.
只不过我们把那个宗教的那一个对象。
It is that we change the object of the worship of the religion.
有一些的不同而已。
It is slightly the object of religion is different. But thank God.
他不是给我们一个宗教。
He has not given us a religion.
他是给我们一个他永远的计划。
He has given us His eternal plan.
以弗所书把我们带进神永远的计划里。
Ephesians brings us into God's eternal plan.
我想今天晚上和弟兄姊妹们就交通到这里。
I think tonight I will, we will fellowship.
虽然我们的时间不多，没有办法把很详尽的以弗所的内容，掌握完全的掌握过来。
Even though we have limited time and we cannot comprehensively explain Ephesians.
但是我仰望主的怜悯，让我们能至最低限度能把以弗所书的主要的那几个点领会过来。
But I look to God's mercy that He will at the minimum help us to understand the few main points of Ephesians.
这样我们在神面前所做的、所追求的、所等候的就不会落空。
And therefore, what we wait before the Lord, what we pursue before the Lord, all these things are not in vain.
也不在那里做了许许多多的事情，到见主面的时候，主说都是空的。
And so that we do not do many things, and when we see the Lord says that all of those things were done in vain.
但愿主恩待我们。
Pray that the Lord will be gracious to us.
把我们带进他永远的旨意里。
To bring us into His eternal will.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，但愿你借着赐人智慧和启示的灵，给我们里面的眼睛明亮过来。
Lord, pray that through the Spirit of wisdom and revelation, you will help us to open our inner eyes to understand.
可以非常清楚的明白你向我们说的话。
So that we can clearly understand what you have said to us.
也知道你在我们身上所有的一切等待。
To understand all the waiting that you have on us.
主啊，我们只是知道我们要等候你。
Lord, we only know that we are to wait for you.
我们却非常忽略了你也在等候我们。
But we often ignore that you are often waiting for us.
巴不得我们的主，你让我们从你的话里头看见一点点的光。
Lord, we sincerely pray that you will show us a little bit of light through your words.
看见在我们等候你的时候，你也在等候我们。
To see that while we are waiting for you, you are also waiting for us.
主，巴不得你借着圣灵的工作，把我们的等候和你对我们的等候都连接在一起。
Lord, we pray that you will connect our waiting for you and your waiting for us.
让你的心意可以成全在我们的身上。
So that your will may be fulfilled on us.
也用着我们来成全在万有的身上。
And also to use us to fulfill in all.
就荣耀称颂全都归给你。
May all praises and glories be unto you.
因为真实的只有你是配。
Because truly only you are worthy.
主带领我们是这样的活在你的面前。
Lord, to guide us to live in such a way before you.
不叫我们再浪费时日和你的恩典。
So that we do not waste time in your grace.
我们将仰望在你手里。
We look upon you.
帮助我们继续走前面的路。
To help us to continue to walk the path before us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.